USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of deaths involving COVID-19 in all 50 states and the District of Columbia currently totals 113,303, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, well below the numbers that are being reported elsewhere. And the weekly COVID-involved death count has been steadily dropping since mid-April based on actual death certificate information. The CDC saying those numbers could be off due to the fact that when it is presumed or probable that someone died from COVID-19, it's coded as such without laboratory confirmation. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of the northern plains into the Midwest, and fire dangers remain high out west as temperatures will approach 115 degrees in Phoenix and Palm Springs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Senator Lamar Alexander won't attend the Republican Party's convention. A statement says a Tennessee Republican wants to give delegate spots to those who haven't been able to secure one. Alexander is retiring at the end of the year. He's the second senator to say he won't be attending the convention due to the coronavirus pandemic. ICE with a big announcement regarding college students here on student visas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
International students could get forced out of the United States if their institutions offer online-only courses amid the coronavirus pandemic. In that case, students on F1 and M1 visas must leave the country or make other arrangements, like transferring to a school that offers in-person instruction to remain a lawful status. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency making that announcement in a news release late yesterday.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The State Department is warning Amazon, Apple, and Walmart to not do business in a region of China that is known for using forced labor of the minority Muslim Uyghur population. Morgan Ortegas is a State Department spokesman. She also is calling on other countries to stop doing business in that region as well.
It's never too late to do the right thing, and so that's why we would call on other countries. Again, the rhetoric is awesome. Condemning speeches are awesome and needed, right? Those words matter, but now we need people to join the United States in action and not to forget about the plight of the Uyghur people. Just to, in general, we support any initiatives that would allow for real access in Xinjiang into these camps, as you said, that have not only Uyghurs but other ethnic minorities as well. You know, it is just, I often tell people, you know, especially when I'm trying to educate people in the United States about what's going on, you know, I say there's a million Muslims locked up, right? At least, right? That's the number that we know of. It could be more.
Yeah.
And how would the world react if it was a million Christians
mm-hmm.
or a million Jews?
Right.
And we should have the same reaction whenever this happens to our Muslim brothers and sisters.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also saying the administration is looking into banning Chinese social media apps like TikTok over national security and privacy concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.